Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. It's Wednesday, so we're catching up, and we're actually going to talk about some things that are happening out in the real world today. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you guys about your mail. We all know that getting offers into the hands of people with land that you want to buy is crucial to the success of our business, and there is no better or cheaper way to do that than offers to owners. Justin and I both run our business on it and couldn't be happier. It's quick, easy, and by far the most effective way to get your letters out. So go check them out. The website is www.offers2owners.com.
Happy Wednesday.
What's going on?
Man, life. Life is going on, Adam.
Okay.
It's going on. It's this is like vacation time for everybody.
Is it?
Yeah. My wife's made me book a vacation.
I think we're gonna go somewhere the same time y'all are.
Where are you going to go? I mean, we'll be in Galveston. You're more than welcome to come down and join us.
Oh, really? Because we're going to be in Houston. We're going to go see our family, Mary Beth's family.
Oh, nice. Y'all come down to Galveston one day, hang out?
Yeah, I guess we'll
hang out on the beach.
Let's figure that out.
Take the kids. Y'all could watch the kids. Me and my wife could go out on a date, and y'all could see what it's like to be a parent of three.
Yeah, suddenly we can't make it to Galveston.
Come on, Uncle Adam. That's not a good uncle.
If I'm going to take a vacation, it's not to go somewhere to babysit.
I'll talk to MB. She'll do it for me.
No. Nope.
She loves the kids.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, she'll love to play with them. I bet she goes.
While mom and dad are there.
Dang it. Yeah. Oh, man. So what's going on in the real world today?
Well, dude, I know it's Wednesday, and this happened last Wednesday, but have you seen this thing with, it kind of went viral last Wednesday, the thing with the Florida guy that bought the...
The strip of land?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's been like, I guess it's real viral right now, but it's been... It's been on my mind.
I think every land investor in the world saw that and was like going, oh.
Yeah. I actually saw someone defending it, saying it was a really good buy.
Really?
Yeah. And she was saying, it was a lady, she said she buys those all the time just to build her net worth. And then she uses that.
Oh, yes. I saw that too.
You saw that? Yeah. And then she said that she'll use her net worth to go get loans from the bank.
Yeah. So she buys junk property, increases her portfolio, gets a loan against it on a bank. Does she default or she use it? She just use it as collateral.
Well, I guess if she defaulted, she couldn't continue to do it. The banks would catch on.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But how mad would you be if you bought that strip? And how did that even like happen?
I walk in to go to the house and like trying to get in, and they're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I own this thing." And they're like, "No,
no, you don't.
You own the piece of grass out there, no. And here's a fine from the city because you haven't mowed it, and here's my bill because I've been mowing it."
Yeah, and the thing is, the county tells everyone. Do your due diligence. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no refunds here.
Yeah.
And that's anywhere in the country. And so I'm not mad at the county for it. I know some people are saying he should get his money back, but
no.
But he should have done his due diligence too.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, we deal with that every day with our coffee money real estate investing. We buy from the state of Arkansas, and we've seen in our Facebook group that's been a lot of questions. Guys just trying to bootstrap it up and get started on that. Part of your due diligence, read the legal description. If you know if it says 0.00 acres. And that doesn't catch you, and then you don't get into the legal description and actually read what the legal description is. You know, that's on you.
Yeah. I do think that there was something off about it that it was hard to tell, maybe, but I don't know enough about it. But I do think that a little bit of research could have, especially because I think he paid, do you know what he paid? I thought he paid $9,000.
It's like $9,300, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on.
We could probably find that piece of property pretty easily using our tools. The new parcel fact is out.
Yeah.
Like it or. Hated.
Yeah, I wonder if that would have come up. Did it have its own APN? I don't know.
It would have had to, because somebody's paying taxes on it.
Or they weren't. That's why it's at the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it had a tax account, which would be the assessor parcel number, essentially. You have the tax ID number or the assessor's parcel number because they're assessing it.
Yeah. Something might have been a red flag, too, if he thought he was buying the entire house for $9,000.
Dude was just like, I don't know, because I've seen houses go for less than $1,000 on the Arkansas site.
Well, that's true, too, but I think in Florida, if... There would have been, because there's heavily worked as an investor, right? Uh-huh. There would have been a lot of people bidding it up. And if everyone else is saying, no, go ahead, you know?
Yeah, you're right, man. There's sometimes we get deals that seem to be too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent that to me because, A, they know I'm a land investor. Mm-hmm. And it was a non-land investing friend. And he goes, what do you think of that? And I go, Well, it beats buying 1% of a property, like the undivided interest.
Have you done that? You haven't done that.
No, I've never bought. I have bought divided interest of a property, but I bought all of it together and put it together. And it took me 2 years to get the county fixed on us. I even sold it through title, and they were still trying to charge me for two of the three pieces of the property. I'm like, guys, here's the parent property number. It sold in 2017. Mm-hmm. I guess we need to fix that, huh? Yeah, you can keep sending bills. You're not getting paid.
Yeah, I guess I kind of bought 1/14th interest in a property before.
I'm not saying you didn't, but I'm not saying you did either.
That was a tricky situation, though.
They're all tricky.
Yeah.
They're all tricky.
I think I did everything I could have done, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess everyone go listen to the effing Oklahoma deal show on that one if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, the Oklahoma deal. I can't. The funny thing to me was the way the attorney flipped on us. Like, he was just like, you should have Googled it. You should have Googled the obituary. Oh. No, you should have Googled it when you went to court.
You're talking about the Oklahoma deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that attorney, he just went into save his own butt mode.
Yep. Everybody seems to do that a little bit sometimes.
Well.
Defense mechanism?
I guess so, yeah.
Integrity from Monday show? Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So what else?
Nothing, man. Hey. I just got a cool, I say cool text message. A text message that kind of pisses you off, but it also explains a lot. So I've been working on this property with a partner, and man, it's a $150,000 property, right? We're in it for the $25,000 because we bought a package of properties from this guy, and we had it listed for like $79,000, and it's 10 acres. It's in this big equestrian center area. Houses all around it are going between $700,000 and $1 million. And I'm like, man, this thing should have moved. Like it just hasn't. We had a 5 and a 10 there. 5 sold like day one. It was a no-brainer. We just moved it. And then this one has it. And I'm like, man, what the heck? Well, he gets a call today from this real estate agent. And we tend to dog on real estate agents, but there are a few good ones out there. And there are quite a few good ones. I don't want to say just a few. But she had so much tenacity that she called the number on the ad. Apparently, the ad sent it to someplace else. And then she called the broker, which was Congress Realty for Flat Rate MLS, and that didn't work. She called the seller, the owner from the county. She found his number, and then that guy had my partner's cell phone number, and then they finally reached out. I said, oh, yeah, we really love the property. We've been going through hell trying to get a hold of y'all.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. Who put the MLS ad out?
They did. My partner. But half the sites that went through it syndicated properly. Hmm. Probably more for another show. Yeah. I don't know. Just kind of stuck me funny, you know, free talk.
Yeah.
Sold a few properties this week, which was nice. Someone's had been sitting, got some cash offers.
Some crazy traffic from Landmoto this week.
Really?
Yeah. And so I would say this, Landmoto and Craigslist are like great places for me, but it's been dead. It's been real quiet the past 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, emails, calls, everything, just people coming from Landmoto and then. For the money, to me, it's the best website out there. And we don't get paid by Landmoto, so I'm not saying this to push Landmoto, but it really does. For me, it's been awesome.
I'm glad. For one of us, it's been awesome. I need to get more active on there. But as we moved up in property type, and I've always felt like it was a good term spot to be.
Yeah. Well, he does. It is. I think he even says that on their website. Well,
yeah, and he does that on his email blast. Yeah. No bank needed. Yeah. So,
speaking of awesome, my favorite show came back on TV this week.
Okay.
Yellowstone.
See, you tell me every show is your favorite show that you're into right then.
No.
It was Billions. No, it's Yellowstone.
No, there's three, like my top three.
Okay, what are the top three?
Oh, the top three. Well, Yellowstone's number one.
Okay.
No doubt about it, Yellowstone.
Okay.
And then Billions.
Okay.
And then SEAL Team.
Okay. Yeah. I've watched a little bit of Yellowstone. I have never seen Billions. I want to. You've got it hyped up. Like, I feel like I need to binge watch it. And
yeah, you do.
SEAL Team, I've never seen.
Okay. Well, Yellowstone is awesome because it's just like that. Reminds me of, like, this is the dream, right? He's got mm-hmm. this awesome ranch, and they do anything to defend it. But this past week, they talked about the CRP program. And I know you know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, right? The Conservation Reserve Program.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing has me... I've always been interested in it from when I first learned. And if you don't know, it's where you buy land, and the government pays you per acre to do nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's
lots... Well, it's to pull farm property out of production.
Yeah.
And so, you know why they do that? Little tidbit of information.
Go ahead.
Can you tell me?
No.
It's because it's called the Dust Bowl. So in that area where it was at, people would farm it, they would plow it, it created more dust. So they pay them to pull it out to keep that soil conservation.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm looking at the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the government pays you per acre.
Annually?
Annually. 10, 15-year agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And you just to do nothing to the land.
You like that. Making money, doing nothing.
Yeah. It's not a ton of money. I mean, it can go from $100 up to $400 per acre per year.
Yeah.
But if you have a lot of acreage.
Yeah.
You know. And so anyway, on the show, they're trying to protect the ranch. So they're going to buy 200 square miles of land.
Mm-hmm.
And then using their government regulations, they're going to essentially have it made ag exempt. So they're not mm-hmm. paying any taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to push it into the CRP program.
Yeah.
And she was talking like $47 million a year in profit off of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's awesome.
Wouldn't it? I mean, that's can build up a business big enough to where you can just go buy tons and tons of land and then just rent it back to the government.
Yeah. You're preaching a dream right there.
If you so let's take like one of our 40-acre properties and the taxes on it are $120 a year.
Yep.
And then you're getting $100 per acre per year.
Mm-hmm. You're making money off of it.
You're making a lot. You're making really good money.
Is that really good?
Yeah.
What's the number on that? $16,000 a year?
40 times 100 would be 4,000.
Oh, okay. I was thinking 400 times.
Yeah. So I'm assuming my math is right. But anyway, if that's 4,000 a year
uh-huh.
and your property taxes are only 100.
Yeah.
And these 40 acres that we're buying.
For four grand.
For
five
four
grand.
Grand.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you got your four grand back year one and then 9 to 14 years of cash flow.
So I think you just kind of found your next niche that you work on while you're...
Yeah, well, I mailed a bunch of CRP property before unknowingly.
And they were like, not no, but heck no.
Yeah, everyone called back. They're like, are you kidding me? This is CRP land. And I'm like, oh, CRP land. Google real quick. What is CRP?
There's money to be made in those grants. And I love it, but I hate it too at the same time. Because A, on one side, I have a family friend... A friend of the family, I don't call him a family friend because he's a friend of the family, has, I can't remember, had the 5,800 acres out in the panhandle of Texas. They have wind turbines on it. I think he has 27 wind turbines on it. And then he also has about, I think 4,000 of the acres are in CRP, and he rotates the CRP land with what he raises cattle on. And then that's what he spends his time on. Like, he loves government grants. And at one time he got paid... He did a cactus remediation program that had a grant against it. So after he paid for his bobcat to scoop him up, his sprayer to kill him, and then he burned him, he made like $40,000 a year by getting rid of cactus on his property.
I love it.
I do too. But then at the same hand, that same government that pays that, which there's got to be some scientist somewhere that shows that there's a need to get rid of some of these cactus, is also funding how penguins react on cocaine. At $800,000 a year. So I'm like,
yeah,
what the heck?
Yeah, those are some pretty stupid grants. But as a land man, you know, a land guy, I'm like, how can I be the one who owns the 5,800 or
1,000?
5,800.
And it's generational land for them. It's been paid off. It's just there. They've got a house on it. They've had the old house. They've moved houses, crushed houses, buried houses that they had on this land.
Yeah. I really want land with... solar power on it. I'll take some CRP land. I'll go dig some cactus up, you know?
So like resource rich land.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you talked about that a few weeks back when we saw that one piece of property come up for sale. And what was it? $28 million.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just an unreal amount. But when you look at actually what it produces yearly, it almost pays the payment on it. If you had mm-hmm. half of it, if you could put half the money down, you'd be profitable every year, cash flow.
Yeah. That's stuff that gets me excited.
Whew. I can feel it. Like, I feel like you're like, getting worked up over there, like, I'm ready to get some land.
I am. If I, you know, right now, the business is where it is, but it's growing. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, in a couple more years, it's going to hopefully, with any luck, right, to continue to be a whole lot bigger. And I'll have funds that I can do stuff like that with.
So do you think it's okay? Is that like your pie in the sky dream? Is to like understand that stuff to a point where you could walk in and know exactly how to target a piece of property that's not CRP and get it into CRP? Is that like one of your dreams?
I don't know. Right now, I'm so focused on what I have, and obviously, you always have those pie in the sky things. But mm-hmm. will I actually chase it down? I don't know, because that to me, that's kind of shiny odd object.
Yeah,
and I don't want to get bad or lose focus on what I'm doing, because mm-hmm. then that's when you start messing.
But I don't think that's layering onto your business, and that's that's what I spend an hour a morning looking at is like how do I dream? I dream about that pie in the sky, and then or that extra layer that I can add, and I spend some time learning it on the time, so it keeps me motivated.
Yeah, but when you take that extra time away, it's time away from your business. Even if you're adding layers to it, you'll eventually get so your mind has so much stuff in it that you're not giving 100% to everything. Because I've thought about adding some more stuff into my business, and then I think, well, I'm already got Casual Fridays, and I've already got the land business. If I add one more business, then now I'm splitting my thoughts throughout the day between three different things. And then what if I add another layer? And then it's not super focused.
You just punched me in the jaw. That's what you did right there. Because I'm in my head, I'm thinking, okay, because that's what we did. We started with Lamb Mule. Then we saw the need for Plum. So we started with Plum, and we've been just heavy into that for 7-8 months. Then we started the eBay business back up with the Coffee Money Real Estate Investing. Then we kicked off Casual Fridays podcast. And now I'm looking at what I'd said at the beginning of the year. My goal for this year was to do a subdivide, like a big subdivide. And I sold my Camaro to a guy in New Zealand to fund that.
Yeah, you did.
So
all that stuff takes brain power. And for me,
I'm out of hands. That's five items now. Yeah. I'm like out of fingers on a hand. So do I go to a six or do I just keep it at five right now, Adam?
I think you keep it at five.
Okay.
And the reason why I've thought about like starting other businesses, you know, like start a land brokerage or add in flipping houses or in a grow all that, it was to be to make more money. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't need to be making a whole lot more money. And if I do want to make more money, why not just continue to grow these two businesses up?
I think that's an amazing point.
They're not capped, are they?
No. That's an amazing point. Like that's the simplistic look that you just hit me in the face again. You hit me with a right, now you hit me with a left.
So, you know, in my head, I'm like, okay, I can build this to 500 loans or 500 owner finance properties that make a minimum of 250 a month. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, what if I want more money? Should I start another business?
No,
grow it to 1,000.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I had that conversation with somebody a couple days ago. They're doing a certain product type, and they reached out and they were looking at changing their product type. And I'm like, you've been super successful in what you do, but they've only been in one market. And I was like, why don't you just pick another market that's similar and just rinse and repeat? And they're like, yeah, that sounds like the instead of reinventing this whole business for yourself, just do what you already know how to do. And I call that layering, but you know, you hit the nail on the head when we talked about flipping houses, and we did that at the beginning of the year and into last year, and it just slowed down every other business. Like it just dramatically just killed what everything else was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that reminds me. I saw a post today on Instagram from a really famous house flipper. I won't say his name, but he said that, or he put it out there. He goes, my latest flip, and it was 200,000 purchase price, 61,000 renovation, or 60,000 renovation, 21,000 back to the investors, full cash offer at 320, and it only took 4 months to do.
So what did he make?
Someone commented, and they go, well, that's only 13% over 4 months. Given the amount of money you risk, that's not worth it. Uh-huh. And he's right.
Yeah.
And if I'm trying to run a land business and grow it, do I need to spend 4 months managing a house that I'm only going to make 13% on?
Hey, I preach. You hit me in the face again, man. Is this pick on Justin Day?
Like, I have not focused this towards you at all.
It feels
you are not the super famous Instagram person I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm pretty famous on Instagram.
Okay.
I think I have like 1,100, 1,200 followers. I'm pretty famous.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm legit. No, when we had KSN, I built it to over 7,000 organic followers. I mean, you know, you can watch engagement on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a guy that has 60,000 followers because he's 10x and everything, and he only gets 10 likes.
Yeah.
They ain't real, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy that actually, the real estate investor I'm talking about, he actually said that in his bio. His bio. Yeah. It says, I hate social media because I think most of y'all are fake anyway.
Yeah. I often see these girls that pretend they're models on Instagram and then to come to find out they're really just strippers.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, do you, girl? Yep. Do you
sell that private snap?
Swipe up for my patron. It's only $500 a month if you want full access. I'm like, girl, with full access, watching you doing things you shouldn't be doing. Would your daddy pay you? No. I guess maybe that's being a father of a girl now. Like, I'm like,
well, she has to do that because she doesn't know who her daddy is.
Damn.
I mean, so, am I wrong?
You got daddy issues, huh? Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that because I didn't know who my dad was until I was 36, but I'm not selling my hot dog on Instagram.
You did have quite a few shirtless selfies over the years.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
We can thank Clell for that.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I'm proud of my dad bod. I'll catch one later today if I get on the lake.
Okay, I think we've talked about enough today. How about you?
Yeah.
All right, let's end it, guys. It's been a solid Wednesday. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. See you Friday.
See you, guys.